Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, the only book club that makes you dumber. We are your lore lords, Brian Murphy, joined, of course, by my life/comedy partner, Emily Axford, my other life/comedy partner, Caldwell Tanner, and, of course, for the first time ever, special guest
Gosh,
to 8-Bit
such
Book
a
Club.
A nice little one-time dip.
Yeah. One and done. Jake
Thank
Hurwitz.
Thank you for clearing your busy schedule for us,
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I was on the most recent one as well. You can go back and listen to The Pillars of Pentagon.
Jake Hurwitz. He remembers the name of the book.
Okay, wow. We save plugs for the end generally, Jake.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I did write it.
You were on a show that played something similar to this?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Me and Amir did it on If I Were You. We did it the week after NADPOD did, though.
Oh my God.
Is he really like that? Is he really like that?
Oh, yeah, the 16-bit AV Club. That's really cool. That's really original, man.
Yes, this month, we are going to be reading Raid on Nightmare Castle, one of the Dungeons & Dragons Endless Quest books.
Immediately, my thought is, I just love a simple name like Nightmare Castle.
Yeah, you know what you're in for.
That's classic. Mm. Like, if you're
You like it better
there,
than Pillars of Pentagon?
I do, actually. I'm going to come out hard on that.
I like
but
Pillars
if
of Pentagon.
But if you're sitting there and you're writing and you're like coming up with a campaign for your friends and you're mm-hmm. like, and then they go to the Nightmare Castle and you're like, stupid, what's a better name? I actually think Nightmare Castle is not that bad.
It's clean, it's elegant.
Run
you know that
it.
You're going to go to a castle full of nightmares.
I'd be excited to go to a Nightmare Castle.
Yeah.
And I am excited to go to a Nightmare Castle. Murph, take it away.
You want it?
Take it away.
Very good. If you break into cackles and then immediately begin talking about the laughing, it stops being a good transition.
No.
So let's...
It was too clean. She's planning something.
Get right into it. So Raid on Nightmare Castle, another
book.
Oh, wait,
Murph?
That's, yes?
Take it away.
Thank you. Very good. This is Raid on
One
Nightmare.
One second, Murph. One second.
Okay,
buddy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You got it.
Okay, thank you so much. Comedy works in threes. Let's go ahead and do it one more time. Or I guess we did it three times. Let's move on.
Take it away.
Raid on Nightmare Castle is, of course, from 1983. This book is older than all of us.
Whoa.
Just like, I believe, Pillars of Pentagon was from the same year.
Too old for us to even be conceived to it.
Whoa.
Yes, it's
true. You know people are always getting conceived to books.
Oh.
Absolutely. Return of the King is when this seed was planted. I'm pointing at myself.
You know, just two consenting adults just like finishing Return of the King at the same time.
Is anyone...
And
we're
finishing
all,
each other off.
We're all 1985 and Caldwell's 1986.
I'm
believe,
the baby
right?
in the group.
Okay, so me, Jake, and Emily could not have been conceived in 1983.
Oh, I guess, you know, that's the thing about books is they come out and then you can like read them afterwards.
Yeah, so we could have been conceived.
So they could
have,
oh, we still all could have been conceived of this book.
Paperback edition was out in full circulation at this point.
Yes.
Can we all take a break, text our dads and ask
and ask, were you reading this?
Were you reading this when
hey,
I was
Dad,
conceived?
What book was I conceived to?
Just nine other happy birthday texts that have no response to them before it.
I don't know what would be funnier, them texting you happy birthday or you texting them happy birthday and no response, and then just hitting them up with what book was I conceived to.
They're both disturbing.
They're both so sad.
If Caldwell gives me $100, I'll text my mom that on my birthday. I need $100.
Just $100?
Yeah.
I'll hit you up.
Em's weird enough that that's not too out of pocket for her.
Yeah, I think my mom would maybe be confused, but try to answer sincerely.
Can I tell you, I feel like my dad is just primed for this because I texted him recently to say that our kid got into like preschool and we were very excited about it. And his response was just, yeah. I feel like if I hit him with this information, I think he would probably just like give me a thumbs up emoji and never respond in any other way.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think what I would get is I couldn't even do it as a joke because what would happen is I would send that text and then I would get a concerned call immediately. Yeah.
That would trigger a call.
What's wrong? What happened to you?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. I'm going to start reading this first page here. You are about to set off on an adventure in which you, capital letters, will meet many dangers and face many decisions. Your choices will determine how the story turns out, so be careful. You must choose wisely. Do not read this book from the beginning to end. Instead, you are faced... What? Yeah, we know. We go ahead. Blah, 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 blah.
You got to read it manga style.
You can read Raid on Nightmare Castle many times with many different choices. Yes,
Raid
we know.
On Nightmare
in this
Castle.
Book, you are... Kaol, a human orphan who has been raised by elves.
I get notes. I get notes on that name.
Kaol? On the name Kaol? I like it.
I like Kaol.
I'm back on board.
Though you appreciate your step-parents' kindness, you long to have the chance to prove yourself. At this very minute, your thoughts are interrupted by the deep echoing tones of the great gong in the village square. The gong can only mean that there is trouble brewing in the land.
Okay, I have a prediction already. We're going to find out our parentage.
Oh, yeah, that could happen. I mean, if we do it right.
And what book we were conceived to.
I mean, I believe that that is in the book. Whether or not we will get that ending remains to be seen.
I think we're going to find out that we're heir to the Nightmare Throne.
Oh, shit. You think we got a bad daddy?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. A bad daddy.
All right. So the Great Gong sounds, its deep tones reverberating in the village square. You
gong!
Okay.
Yeah.
No. No to that. You drop your bow and hurry from archery class, cute, to the center of town. It's trouble or good tidings. Yeah, that's a long range of things.
What kind of town is hosting a bell that's that ambiguous?
Well, I mean, you've got to pick which bell.
Oh, you want the town to have multiple bells? Bells are expensive.
This is a different pitch. What? You interrupt your town with a mixture of confusion every time that comes
out. I'll tell you.
Every time you have good news.
I'll tell you how you do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is good news. Ding.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Good news. Bad news. Ding.
Okay, you know, so it's fine when he makes a noise.
I have an idea. The gong is bad news, right? Because there's something fun about that.
Yeah.
The good news, the good tidings is you release a pack of doves with peonies in their beaks.
Perfect.
With what in their
You
beaks?
Can change peonies. The pitch of a bell based on where the peen is, right?
Oh, you might be right. Is it a peen or a peel? Maybe it is a
It's a peen.
It's a peen.
It's a peen.
And I think there should be a good news peen and a bad news peen.
You're right. Because you could easily, because the bell, like that huge bell, I understand is difficult to forge, but a teeny peen?
A teeny peen? A peen is, easy to forge. A peen is easy to forge. A peen is easy to move.
Murph, your dad's calling. He's worried about you.
Wow. Okay. We're on the first paragraph.
Okay. Already, this town is full of schmucks. If you don't have a second peen.
One gong town.
Yeah. Okay. It's trouble or good tidings. Why else would the elven prince Novoy sound the gong? Your friend Edis stumbles into you in his hurry. What do you think it is? Kiol, I have no idea, you reply, but I did see some travelers near the archery field. Oh, I saw them hours ago, Edda says, laughing. Then he sobers, seeing your hurt look. I'm sorry, Kiol, but you know you can't see as well as we elves can. You don't have to rub it. Your reply is cut short as the gong sounds again. Rising 14 feet high, the gong is...
Gong! Wait, what did you say before?
You had it right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just stretch
you had
the G a little yell more. Gong.
The gong is flawless, clear crystal. All right.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Whoa. That's why they don't have two.
Yeah. That's, okay. This is an expensive gong.
So
it's
I'm
actually
not
buttoned
dual
up. We take it back. We take back all the stuff we said
Hold
about.
On,
the
we got to issue an apology.
It's
real
an
quick.
Heirloom gong.
We just want to go ahead and issue an apology to the elves here that have the one gong. This seems expensive. You can't have a good gong and a bad gong. So the crystal is pentagon shaped, faceted to send rainbows.
Oh, also a gong isn't going to have a peen.
No, they're peenless. Yeah,
no, we're right. We're dumb. We're fucking morons.
This That's... peerless gong is also peenless.
Peenless.
And it's painless for me to admit this.
Okay, so I'm going to skip ahead a little bit because this is boring as hell. Your freckles, the base is so highly polished that you can see every detail of your reflection. Your freckles and carrot red hair stand out amongst the blonde and white-haired elven folk of Silison. The slender limbs and thin features around you contrast sharply with your square jaw and broad chest. Damn, holy we're shit. Strong.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. So it goes on to say that we lack the agility and speed of the elves, but we're strong. As you glance over at the other 13-year-old, Edis. Okay, mm-hmm. So you're both teenagers.
We're a buff teen.
Yeah, we're a buff teen.
I love Edis. I hope he sticks around.
Really? What was it about Edis?
He rolled in.
He just rolled in.
Raw charisma.
Okay.
He was like, I saw the travelers earlier. I'm like, damn, yeah, you did, Edis.
Yeah.
Edis.
He's playful. There's a give and take
There's
with
a give
him.
And take with Edis. You know Edis likes to razz, but is okay with being razzed himself.
He's affable with an edge. That's
yeah. Yeah.
Edis, Edis, with an
Edis. Absolute fucking legend. Okay, the crowd quiets suddenly, and the voice of Prince Novoy rings out across the plaza. My dear friends, oh my god, there's so many pages before we make a choice.
I bow to the prince.
Okay, you bow. Koldo bows. We've had news from the north from our kin in the mountains. Great tragedy has befallen them. The evil warlord.
Okay, so it was bad.
Oh, it was a bad ringing of the gong.
God. All right.
Bad peen.
See, this is Take fucked note. Up.
I mean,
right?
they're elves. They're definitely releasing doves.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you are really messing with your populace's mindset if they came in being like, this could be good.
Right.
And then you're like, hey, guys, bad news.
Yeah.
Okay. The evil warlord Roarless of Gothrob has captured their ruler, our brother Estragon. a gasp of horror rises from the elves, and Edis says in a choked whisper, Estragon is the wisest among elves. He led the great council of peace 10 years ago. You nod. You remember as a child seeing him. Okay.
Damn, Edis is smart too. Knows his history.
Yeah, Edis is smart. Edis knows his history. Affable with an edge.
The prince goes on.
The gong of a guy.
The prince goes on. We do not trust Roarless to keep his promise to release our brother after we pay. Okay, so they're doing like a ransom thing. I'm skipping ahead. There's just too much.
I'll say already that like I love elves, but I feel like they're actually, when I read them in books, I don't often like them. I don't often like the traditional like rendering.
You like,
of, like
wood elves. You don't like the high elves.
There you
society.
Go.
Yeah, like I don't love the elves in Lord of the Rings.
Well, I do think that like the Crick Elves have just kind of like rewritten my memory of elves.
Yeah.
An honor.
Yeah. Therefore, we have decided to... Okay, we don't trust to keep the promise to release our brother after we pay. We've sworn never to let elven magic fall into evil hands. Therefore, we cannot... Okay, so Roarless wanted magic, but they're like, nah. Therefore, we have decided to send our great hero, Kanos, on a quest to rescue Estragon and destroy the evil warlord forever. Too many fucking characters.
Okay. That seems airtight. Just do
Come
that.
Come on, Edis says. Let's see who's going with him. You race off to the manor
Edis
of the renowned...
Is so, like... is so confidently curious.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the deal.
Confidently curious.
Kanos is Edis's father.
No.
Oh, yes. Comes from a long line of heroes.
Heroes. Whoa.
Affable and curious. Mm-hmm. Although you still haven't overcome your awe of the great elven magician, his stern manner and the exacting tasks he assigns make you nervous around him. He's fair and a wise teacher, but you're never really sure of his approval.
Kanos is a magician?
Apparently. Yeah.
That's the thing about Edis, though. He's humble about it. Like, his dad is famous, but it's not like changing him.
You couldn't even tell that his dad was a magician. If my dad was a magician, I would be a dick.
First
to
line
everybody.
Out of you could not write a scene with me where it didn't come up.
I'd be like, my dad's Chris Angel. You fucking peasant.
Everything would be couched in as the child of Chris Angel.
Yeah. I was conceived inside a metal cube on top of Times Square. It was my dad's greatest stunt.
And I live in the freaking Planet
and
Hollywood, Las Vegas.
My mom wasn't in it, if that makes sense. My mom That's was, how crazy the magic was.
My mom was in Juneau,
dude.
Alaska at the time.
He fucking mind freaked me into existence.
That's what mind freaking means.
That's what mind freaking is. He couldn't say the real F word. Mind fucking. Okay. At the entrance to the Great Hall, you stop. The tall, gray-haired Kanos is listening to a stout elf with blonde hair.
Respect- I actually really want to see Mind Freak.
Great, which is, we have to move on. Respect, we have to power through that. Respectfully.
I really laugh at it a lot.
Yeah, I agree, it would be funny. I would definitely go see Mind Freak with you. Respectfully, I must point out that a large group will be quickly spotted, the stat elf is saying. True, I will take only as many as needed. Oh no, Etta gasps. That means he'll never take us. The warlord Roarless, Kanos continues, is an evil man but not stupid. He realizes the value of keeping Estragon alive. We should have time to get to the castle before then he interrupts himself. How was he captured? Oh man, is Estragon bad? He was traveling with his men through the Sothau Pass when Roarless ambushed him. We think Saligarth, the sorcerer... Salad was helping, and Estragon is no magician. That's very true, Kanos says, then frowns. Wait. No wonder Roarless is able to do such mischief. Saligarth was powerful years ago, but I hadn't heard about him for a long time. Ever since he and Roarless killed King Urlar, please skip ahead.
Okay, we're getting a lot of lore, but let's break it down for our audience, right? So Estragon is the dad of Eddis.
No.
Wrong already.
Absolutely got the first thing wrong. First
The magician Roarless is Edis's dad.
Wrong.
Okay. Oh,
incorrect.
Roarless is Kanos' dad.
Yeah.
Kanos got abducted.
Kanos was abducted by the warlord.
No. Kanos is right here.
Every time the gong rings, a new elf is born.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to power through.
Honestly, this town would do that. They would multi-purpose the shit out of this crystal
gong. Okay. They're ringing that thing all the time.
All right. So I think our character has some kind of amulet. I'm literally skipping pages because we're never going to get to make a choice at this point. Uh-huh. So we have an amulet. Kanos puts his hand on your shoulder. That's you jerk away, still upset. We are taking the jewel with us, but even I won't use it unless Kanos is unable to. Oh, Edis is going. Edis is going to take
of
the
course
amulet.
Awesome.
Can we change gears and play as Edis?
And play as Edis? Oh. Yeah, we'll be Edis and we'll name the real Edis Freddis.
So that's a really interesting take though, right? Because like for me, I don't want to be Edis. I want to be with Edis.
Okay.
Right? Oh, that's
but
interesting.
Jake wants to be Edis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So let's do two readings.
Mm-hmm. Let's do two. We'll just call both characters Edis.
That's great. Okay? That's awesome.
And we'll do Edis with 1D. Is us and Edis with 2 D's, and I'll say single D whenever it's us.
Dude, that's
okay?
So smart. Right. Yeah, this is like Ed and Eddie rules.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or it could be okay. Ed us, like Ed is us.
Ed is us.
Ed us. And Ed is as in Ed is the other guy.
I love that, Jake. Thank you so much for guessing.
We're so fucking smart.
We're so fucking smart.
We're smart as like three Edises put together.
We've read nothing. I'm skipping, and I still can't figure out where to get to. Okay, so basically. Ed Us is wants to go along, but only Ed Is is going. And Ed Is kind of took our like amulet, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ed is our friend. Ed Us is us.
All right.
Ed if we meet an Edith?
Ed Is stares at his feet, not wanting to make it worse by showing his excitement. Would you like me to leave Graypaw behind? He asked, nodding towards the sleek white Whippet sleeping on the bed.
No, you gotta bring the Whippet.
You can't just drop a Whippet.
This is
early.
My dream.
At his name, the dog raises his head.
What's the name of it?
Graypaw.
Graypaw? Murph, someday.
Wait, Graypaw has a voice. Oh, no, you don't, Graypaw says firmly.
No. Whippet, Murph, Google Whippet, a picture of a Whippet, and you're going to want to revise
they're,
that
They're a real
voice.
Long-nosed
I know
dog.
I know what they are. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do a really
He has a wise old voice.
Okay, okay. He's reading the book.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, okay? trust me. In a voice Kanos magically gave him, I'm not giving up this chance at adventure to babysit some human. Changing the subject quickly, you ask, isn't your father getting too old for adventures? His last quest was more than 400 years ago. Edis shrugs. My God, we need to move on. I want to make a choice. Okay, there's somebody else named Tailspin, a hawk, is going to come along.
Okay, so we have our animal buddies
okay,
now.
Okay, so right now, to set the scene, we have Edis, Kanos, and then a hawk named Tailspin, and a whippet named Graypaw. This is already the perfect adventure.
This is a fucking
party.
This is great.
Okay. All right, so these guys are going off without you. The vision, okay, blah, blah, blah. You have some kind of vision that's saying, like, you can follow them.
We weren't invited?
Yeah, you're not.
They took our amulet, right?
Yeah.
They took our amulet, and Kanos and Edis have gone off. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have two choices here. If you decide to follow Kanos and Edis, turn to page 117. If you decide to obey Kanos and stay home, turn to page 19.
Okay, so it is obey. So if we obey the magician.
Yes, because Kanos is Edis's dad, and if we obey Kanos, Edis is going to look fondly upon us.
Great. All right.
Also, this might be part of an elaborate trick.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do what the magician
says. Right. Mm-hmm. It's a test of our honor. Can we be trusted? They tell us not to come along. And then tomorrow morning they say, surprise, actually that was a test you passed. You can come along because we trust you now.
I have bad news, gang. I think we thought that this was just going to be a joke choice and it was going to be instantly a game over. But no, this is just taking us down a path.
Oh!
So we have to see where it goes. Ooh. All right. Dawn is still an hour away when you wake and hurry out to your balcony. You could not find the nerve to disobey Kanos' orders.
No, we could not.
We have a balcony, though, so like, why leave?
Yeah.
So you stare in silence as the adventure begins without you. The shadowy servants moving about the courtyard are barely visible as they prepare the pack horses. Shields,
I think I've
staffs.
Done enough adventure books that I can say that there's a trend that they're really mean to you whenever you choose
whenever
the
you're
cowardly
a coward.
Choice, and I really love it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Just eating a Pop-Tart and watching your friends go on an adventure.
The writer always berates you.
Have fun, guys.
All right, so they mount up with all their stuff. Finally, the travelers appear and mount up. To avoid the warlord's attention, only Edis will accompany his father. Mm. Between the dark and your tears,
tear-stained Pop-Tart.
You broke Edis's heart.
They're editorializing a bit too much.
You're editorializing.
You cry.
You made this choice.
And you whined. But finally, you fell asleep. You find it impossible to read the look on your friend's face. Gripping the railing in frustration, you watch as the caravan fades into the murky half-light. Sighing, you go inside to begin your chores.
We're always off doing chores.
Always are like, oh, you don't want to go on an adventure?
You
guess what?
Chores.
Yeah. Did the Whippet stay behind, though? Do we at least get to hang with the Whippet?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
The Whippet bites you and you cry.
A few days later...
A Whippet could get its hand like basically up to your elbow. They got long mouths. Mm-hmm.
Okay, a few days later, you see Jadis slumped, despairing over his supper. Probably one of the many characters introduced while we flip through the pages.
Okay. I just want to say, despairing over one's supper is a beautiful image that I will be trying to.
What do you think they're doing? How does that look? Are they just
eating
like
a rotisserie?
I think it's like, you ever see someone really slumped over a meal?
Yeah.
That you're like, I don't think you need to be that close to the plate to get the food to your mouth.
I feel like this happens a lot of like Hale and Hearty soups.
Yeah.
You just see someone like despairing over a bread bowl.
Yeah.
It's not easy to eat a meal happily there at Hale and Hearty, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because it's a half a sandwich and a soup. It's not enough.
And you're like, am I saving this?
Yeah.
Am I eating it all now?
You're like half healthy and regretting that half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Jadis was left in charge by Kanos, the elderly sorcerer. Has spent hours following the caravan by clairvoyance. What's wrong, you ask?
Sick.
I can no longer see the master's group. There was much confusion and then nothing. I fear the worst. I knew I should have followed them. Maybe it's not too late. You find out from Jadis where the group was last seen, and you ride out with Tailspin.
Woo! Okay.
You hope that you can still help your friends, but keep in mind you are a coward, so it might be too late. You're going to find their corpses.
Shit, we just got bullied into disobeying Kanos, so now we're not part of the trick.
We were a coward, left our friends, but we're back with Tailspin.
Only 90s kids remember.
I actually don't remember.
Emily doesn't remember.
It doesn't matter.
She wasn't allowed to watch TV. I still think you're going to be... Okay, we're at page 117. In case you're reading a log. Just kidding. I still think you're going to be in big trouble. Your hawk's voice is harsh with worry. Listen, Tailspin, if I had stayed home, I'd be of no use to anyone. This way, at least I can still help Kanos and Edis. The black hawk on your shoulder flaps his wings angrily, ruffling your hair. It's all very well for you, Master Edis, but Kanos is liable to turn me into a mouse. I'll be eaten by my own people. You chuckle softly and slowly rein in your horse, grasping.
What lips like did this... we just get into Kanos's machinations?
This bird has a wild imagination.
Kanos is a cruel magician.
Yeah, that's what we're learning here.
I'm a little perturbed by that.
He's an absolute mind freak.
Yes, he gives you the gift of speech so that you can then fear his retribution.
Right, that you can beg for mercy before he turns you into a mouse.
Yeah, give you intelligence so that you learn fear.
Okay, so you enter Orc Marauder territory. As a lone rider, you would make a good target. A chill wind sweeps down from the mountains ahead of you, and you shiver. The sun ducks in and out of the clouds as you search for signs of the elves' passages. Darn those elven eyes. If they couldn't see so far, I could keep a closer tail on Edis. Do you want me to fly ahead? No, it'd be just our luck that they'd recognize you. That insolent gray paw certainly would. He's had it in for me for a long time. You're lucky to have... Suddenly, the clash of steel on steel rings thinly through the still morning air. Your horse shies, and you struggle to hold it down. Faint cries and shouts echo from beyond the next hill, but you see nothing disturbing the peaceful scenery. Tailspin, there's a fight. I'd better go to help. What if it's not Kanos, but some orcs... fighting. If you decide it's not your friends and to keep out of the fight, turn to page 16. If you decide it is the elves and you ride forward to help, turn to page 31.
I think I'd like to turn Tailspin into a mouse right now.
Okay.
Just go ahead and get that out of the way.
Tailspin's a mouse.
Great.
You have the power to do that.
We have one spell prepared. We have magic initiate.
I think that like we wouldn't be disobeying Kanos by going into this fight. So I think we should go into the fight.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't send a bird to do a man's work.
Yeah.
Okay.
To do a teen's work.
All right. If you decide it is the elves, page 31. We're gonna try this out.
Yeah.
Okay. Literally like six pages. Okay. My lord. Okay. Man. Okay, we traveled a long way just to help Kanos and Edis, and we're not going to risk failing them now, you tell the mouse.
That's what we tell,
We tell Tailspin the mouse. Spurring your horse
gonna
on.
It's going to be crazy when, in the narrative, this mouse flies.
Yeah, when the mouse is flying. Okay, wow.
Cool mouse.
With a yell, you ride into battle. Swinging your staff fiercely, you finally reach Edis, who is pinned against the rock wall by 10 orcs.
No!
They know how cool he is.
Damn right. It took 10. It took 10 to do anything to Edis.
It took 10! It did!
You see, they slash into Edis's abdomen, and his
perfect
intestines pour out.
He slurps them back in. Relax. He has that talent.
They get sucked back in. Hold on, you shout him right here. Edis! Your friend Edis! Your friend gasps, desperately striking at the wild horde around him.
Reunited.
Where did you come from? Blah, blah, blah. You do your best to rescue Edis, but more of the creatures push you away, and soon you are also surrounded. You get knocked down.
Surrounded, but reunited.
Struggling to your feet, you see Kanos off to your left. Blood is seeping from his left arm, and he's being held by two tall orcs carrying heavy wooden clubs. Kanos, don't give up. I'll be right there, you cry. Why are you so much better than the magicians? Suddenly, Graypaw leaps at one of the orc guards, snarling and biting. A swift blow with a thick club knocks the dog aside.
Yeah.
What?
It's a whippet.
And the orcs pull a strangely quiet Kanos away. I think there's Kanos.
Something's afoot.
There's a conspiracy with the magicians, unless there's some sort of mind control.
Oh, that's true. He does say, okay, Tailspin
greater. He did say Estragong. They're like, oh, we're surprised.
That that's true.
Yeah. So I think that there's a traitor, Amedus. like Nedus.
Who's
like Edis?
What?
Edis? Oh my god, dude. Jesus Christ.
Did everyone get it?
Did
like
you
like
amid
us, but like ed us?
Okay.
Should I explain it one more time?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. So it's like the name is Ed Us.
Uh-huh.
And I said there's a traitor amid us, like amid us. So Ed Us is in there.
But isn't the saying a traitor among us?
Yeah, among us.
But you could say amid us, amidst us. I guess I should have said amidst us.
Let's move on.
We'll think about it.
We got
it.
We got to just go. We'll think about it.
We got to just go.
This is an us problem now. You know what? We'll all get together.
Yeah. When we, a short rest. We're really going to figure this one out.
Okay. Edis and Kanos get captured. The orcs make you stand up and then they bind you tightly. We also get captured. They check you for valuables, but in their haste, they miss the amulet. They leave you the small...
Wait, how did the amulet come back?
I don't know, man. We took it back.
Yeah.
Okay. They leave you the small bag on your belt, which only carries flint for making fires. We bring them in alive, the orc leader warns. You have your orders.
It's always such a good plot device.
Yeah.
Bringing them in alive.
You got to bring them in alive.
Yeah.
It really keeps that tension.
Okay, so you're being dragged by the orcs. You get in like a caravan. The road crests the top of a hill and starts down, making the going a bit easier. Finally, you arrive at the orc stronghold, a cave hidden within a clump of trees. The horses are led to another cave not far away. After stumbling along dark tunnels, you are untied and shoved into a small dungeon. But your captors drag Edis and Kanos away. Alone and miserable, you stand in the middle of the dungeon, afraid to touch anything. Walls are slick with dripping water, and you can barely see your hand in front of your face. One of the orcs...
Can I do an insight check for Greypaw?
Yeah, please.
I don't have a dice.
Okay, you don't have a dice.
I mean, if you thing about auto Greypaw fail, is he's so narrow that if you don't get a nat 20, you're just going to miss him.
Oh, good call. I got a 10.
Okay. Greypaw. Greypaw was killed off screen.
It's failing.
Yeah.
Greypaw is two-dimensional. You just look right past him.
Wait. Okay. I see a picture. Okay. So you go to sleep, and then I had to turn to another page. Mm-hmm. An odd rustling sound snaps you awake. This is no time to be sleeping, a familiar voice whispers. Tailspin, how did you find me? He didn't. I sniffed
mouse.
You out. Oh. He'd have been lost without me. Oh. Greypaw's voice floats out of the darkness.
This is interesting because now they're coming together. Because at first I was thinking how, like, their rivalry, their animosity. I was starting to think, like, Kanos is cruel. He's teaching them language so that they can turn their animal fear, like, articulated into anxiety and complicated emotions with each other.
Yeah.
But now, actually, that language is becoming a bridge. So I misjudge Kanos.
Oh, okay. So he's a good guy now.
Yeah.
Got it.
In short, I misjudge
Kanos. All right. Greypaw says, I stole the keys from the guard's table and he didn't even see me. Thank you. Now give me the keys. We also brought your staff. We figured you'd need it, Greypaw says. By the way, it looks like Mikros the demon is behind all this trouble. Okay.
Oh. Thanks for the update.
Wow. Yeah.
Of course, Micro.
The lore doc grows.
Yeah. As I waited at the entrance to the cave, I heard the orcs mention him.
I was to be woken up by a dog and told all the finer plot points.
Yes. Hey. Hey. Greypaw leads
this
the way
down. This goes deeper than the seven bad guys we've already introduced you to.
Dude, there's no choice.
I'm going to sniff your butt.
There's actually a demon at play.
Just another two pages of no choices. Okay, so... there's a door. You go with Greypaw. You find Edis and Kanos are chained to the wall in an alcove. Kanos' left arm has been bound with a white cloth. He looks as if he's asleep, and Edis is struggling to keep his eyes open.
Edis!
There looks like there's
but
a strong spell
so
on them.
Curious.
He's so, yeah. You so can tell he has curious eyes.
Yeah. His eyes.
He's curious to how he's going to get the fuck out.
He's eager to drink in the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's reading a very intriguing novel.
He wants to know what's up with all the geodes around. Okay, so you creep into the alcove, motioning the animals to stay behind. Edis whispers. They'll be back soon. You must get back to our village. Kanos half wakens and shakes his head, his eyes full of pain. I don't think he agrees with you. You tell Edis. So confusing. Kanos lowers his head and stares at his belt. I think he wants you to take the jewel of Kai back. Edis whispers. Can you use it on Mikros? Okay. You slip the jewel from the bag. Okay, so the jewel is separate from the amulet.
Imagine if in the course of 1 hour, someone was like, hey, by the way, a demon exists. Hey, by the way, will you use a jewel on the demon?
Uh-huh.
Well, to be
do
fair.
Do you mean my amulet? No, a separate jewel. Did the dog not explain this to you?
Yeah. So
if you go to the appendix.
Edis has a jewel and an amulet?
No, Kanos.
If you go to the appendix, there's a list of magical jewelry. There's a whole jewelry section.
Edis has an amulet. Edis has nothing.
Right.
Except for a curious mind.
Which is perhaps the crown jewel of a personality.
A crown jewel of a personality.
Indeed.
Kanos has an actual jewel that does something. Okay.
So, and Greypaw has an earring.
And
so tasteful. It's slender.
A tasteful little earring.
A tasteful earring.
A tasteful little hoop earring.
Take your dog to Dog Claire's.
Okay.
And the, Tailspin is a septum piercing.
We have goth animals. Kanos gives you the jewel. You slip the jewel from the bag on Kanos' belt. The ruby blood red is set Sick. In a twisted gold armband and surrounded by ice blue gems. The beauty of it is quite deceptive. It is a powerful magic item that properly used.
I love that color combination.
Blue and red? Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I think maybe it's because it seems too patriotic or something. Okay. But those colors don't want to be in a moment.
Yeah, but they also don't run, so.
Yeah, oh. Thank you. Thank you.
And Edis does run. Danger.
I salute the gym.
Okay, so it can be very dangerous in the hand of a novice. Both you and Edis have trained with it, but you are always a little afraid, and he is better than you. Do you dare use it? Edis sees your conflict.
It's because he's affable.
Yeah, and says gently, and I too would be afraid to use the jewel. If you cannot, I will not blame you. Save Estragon. Kanos gasps, fighting against the spell that saps his power. Edis glances over at his father, then back at you. He wants you to rescue Estragon. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we heard him, dude.
Yeah, we heard him.
Edis.
Edis is kind of saying the obvious here. Edis, I think, thinks we're dumb. Edis thinks Ed us is dumb.
Oh, that's a bad look.
Which is kind of a bad look. Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay, that's the my dad is a magician energy.
Yeah. We always knew it.
He's finally using it.
Back against the wall, you got to use the my dad is a magician. You got to play the my dad is a magician card.
Sorry, dude. You left me no choice. I have to tell you my dad is a magician.
My dad is Chris Angel. I'm sorry. You've left me no choice.
I know that you're facing a difficult decision, and I need to just lightly weigh with this drop. My dad is Chris Angel.
Listen, I need to clarify, and this is going to be important. I was conceived via Mind Freak, kind of like Anakin Skywalker in the prequels.
My dad and my mom Mind Freaked, and I was born.
My dad Mind Freaked my mom.
My dad Mind Freaked my mom.
And I was born.
That's why I don't trust you. It's my mom could be anywhere.
But I can't leave you here, you cry softly. We're always crying.
Oh my goodness.
You cried twice in this book.
Yeah, we've already.
The tenderness between Edus and Edus. Edus.
It must be why we have such similar names.
Yeah.
You must, Edus replies, and you can't fight Mikros, with only your staff. But Grandpa says Mikros is working with Roarless, you say worriedly. Mm. Okay. Who are all these people?
Okay, I can give you your own
words. That I can't keep track of the lore.
I will actually give you a sincere read. Roarless is the one who captured Estragon. And now it seems as though he's working with this demon.
With micro machines,
micro machines. The thing is that this Choose Your Own Adventure book has very little choosing. It's all adventure and no choosing. At the end of this, it just says, please turn to page 25.
Okay.
Maybe it's responding to the fact that originally the very first choice... We chose chores.
Right.
We
made such a now it's just pushing us along.
Now it's like we don't trust this.
The author of this book was Mind Freaked.
Okay, we've decided to leave Chris Angel and his son behind and move on.
Yeah.
Okay. So Edis's dad is now Chris Angel. So Kano's now Chris Angel.
I'm just picturing a child Chris Angel performing next to him.
Chris Angel Jr. if Chris Angel trusts me to save Estragon, then I can't ignore his wishes. I'll go, but only because he insists. I promise I'll be back to rescue you, Edis, no matter what, you say, gripping your friend's arm. You place the jewel securely in a bag hanging from your belt. I'll guide you out of here, but I'm staying with my master, Greypaw says.
What about the amulet? Can we have the amulet back?
I think we already have it. I think we reacquired it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, again, there hasn't been a lot of choices. I've had to skip stuff. Okay. There's some kind of jewel. There's some kind of amulet.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. Who needs you? We'll find our own way out. Tailspin squawks at him. There's always two animals fighting.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Squabbling.
Quiet, both of you, you snap.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. You get one magic gem, and then all of a sudden you're in charge.
Just yelling at animals. Mm-hmm. You pull at Graypaw's hoop earring. Jesus. Oh, my God. Okay, with one last look at Edis, you hurry back down the dark tunnel, holding a torch that you grab from a bracket. Suddenly, the tunnel branches into three parts. Which one leads to the outside? Perfect. I can smell something strange in the left tunnel, Graypaw reports. But
what if
also,
it didn't give us a choice at the end of this?
But also fresh air. You think it would be a good choice to continue the adventure and not go home and do chores? Wait.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Okay, there's light at the end of the right tunnel. I think we came in through the middle tunnel, but I'm not sure. Okay. You tell them.
Hmm.
Okay, so we've got left tunnel. Some smells bad, but there's also fresh air.
Oh.
We've got right tunnel, which Tailspin sees light.
Okay.
And then we think we came in through the middle tunnel. So here are my thoughts on the situation.
All right, okay. Lay it out for us.
Tailspin's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Okay, the light at the end of tunnel is clearly a trick.
Yeah, I think so too. I also think like fresh air is harder to mimic.
Yeah. So what's stinking in the fresh air?
And we
air?
Have a mouse who can fly, so we probably want to work out our mouse.
Right.
Yeah. We should put the mouse on a string so we can like send it down and then like yank it back.
Okay.
Yeah. Too. Yeah.
So we put Tailspin the mouse on a string.
Uh-huh. On a very long string.
So now we talk about what we're going
to
do.
What page do we turn to for that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
We attach the string to his septum piercing.
Okay, great. That's we need to stop yanking on these animals' piercings.
It'll be a gentle tug.
Yeah, it's a gentle tug.
Just to let him know to come back.
Okay, so we're going to... Okay, so I think the fresh air and the bad stink...
A septum piercing is so disturbing.
It's a mouse.
I'm like, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, either
I was
or.
I'm picturing it out of those little bird nose holes.
Canonically, Tailspin is absolutely not a mouse, but we've made him a mouse.
What's fun is like they do put little like rings on like animals' feet so they can track migration patterns and whatnot.
Whoa.
We've talked about this. We've talked about bird jewelry before.
Yeah.
But we didn't land on septum piercings, which I think is a pretty elegant solution.
Through the beak?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's a cool trade.
Yeah.
I'm a bird piercer.
It's actually, yeah, it's great for tracking migration, because then what you do is just you look up and see where people are tweeting about all these goth birds showing up. So you're like, I saw this weird bird in Florida. And you're like, okay, they've gone south for the winter. Yeah, let's go towards the stinky left tunnel.
All right, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, backtracking is really boring.
Can I just real quick, though, how can it be stinky and also have fresh air?
Well, okay. I guess
who smelled it? Did the dog smell it? Because it'd be like
fresh dog shit.
Yeah, yeah, a dog could smell with that sort of complexity and nuance.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. A little smell can't hurt us, you say, and the air must mean we can get outside. Waving the animals ahead of you, you tiptoe down the left tunnel. Soon you get a whiff of the strange smell. It reminds you of fungus and moldy wood.
Okay.
Woo! You whisper, I hope we don't run into a giant mushroom. Worse than that, Graypaw yelps, it's... His voice is cut off suddenly. You move forward with the torch and stare into the hairy face of a giant spider. Why does a spider stink?
What?
Behind it, a huge web fills the tunnel. Graypaw, like an oversized fly, is struggling in the sticky strands.
Ooh.
The spider quickly weaves a cocoon around Graypaw's body.
Just a whippet is not built for this sort of adventuring.
Before you can believe your eyes, the spider has attached the white bundle that was Graypaw to the wall.
Oh, no.
He's right. It's worse, you moan. Poor Graypaw, saddened and angry.
We gave up quick on that.
Yeah.
No, what? Graypaw, we got a chance to save him, right?
No, Graypaw's dead.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, yeah, I mean, Graypaw got like cartoon killed, which is just like bundled into a web.
Yeah, Graypaw ejected a parachute and floated away.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Graypaw's been bundled into a web and just stuck somewhere.
We're gonna lay a ear piercing on his tomb.
Yeah, I apologize for taking us down the stinky way. I thought it was the sure way.
No, that was my instinct as well.
Yeah,
yeah. This route stinks.
Saddened and angry.
I was lobbying hard for the light, but anyone listening already knows that.
Do you want to quickly get yourself saying that?
We'll make it up later. Yeah. Go ahead. I'll edit this in.
Uh-huh.
Can we get you, Jake,
mark that
in 3, 2, 1? Go ahead. Action.
Let's try the path with the light.
Okay, we got that clean. Okay, Murph, that's going to be about 44 minutes, 33.
Okay,
that's
good.
Want to clip that?
Oh, if you want to like really sell it, let me
you
get
wanna, like, argue
a reaction.
Against it?
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, action.
Interesting suggestion, Jake, to suggest that we go with the light. But I actually disagree, but I do note that you suggested the path of the light.
Yeah, that's good. I'm actually great. I'm going to get a little pickup. Could somebody count me in real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
3, 2, 4, 1.
Okay. Jake, I think that's an interesting idea. While I agree with your idea that we should follow the light, I think we should take the stinky path while acknowledging that you did decide that we should go down the light. But I think you're outvoted, even though you did choose the light.
Yeah. Guys, I would love to get one more take of the Amedus joke, if that's okay.
Let's go ahead and
great. Just so everyone comes out good in the episode.
3, 2, 1, action.
Something is suspicious. Amedus. All right, we got it.
Okay, yeah.
We'll like ADR in the laughter.
Edit in laughing from like a Bagging It with Balnor or something.
Great, yeah.
The last time we ever laughed.
The audio is so different. Somehow my voice has changed. Okay, so Graypaw's just been killed. A spider's killed a dog. He's right.
It's worse,
you moan. Poor Graypaw. Saddened and angry, you thrust your flaming torch at the spider. Instantly, it whips a sticky white strand around the torch and pulls it from your grasp.
Yikes.
Go for help, you yell
sticky
at Tailspin, striking at the spider with your staff. The spider leaps away, then darts around you, laying strands of web on your shoulders and arms.
Are webs? Come.
This is really making me think of slinging webs.
Slinging webs.
Webs, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Slang and rope.
Are scientists keeping something from us?
When you try to fight, the sticky fibers cling to your staff, and soon you are too wrapped in a thick white blanket. As the spider attaches your cocoon to the wall, you hope that Tailspin can find help quickly. Otherwise, this is... the end.
Wait, really?
We lost.
We lost.
We lost.
Wow, yeah. That's such a bleak ending. I oh love that. Oh my God,
we got cocooned. We got and absolutely spider cocooned. Jizz.
You know what? But we we're dying alongside our favorite whippet, and that's what's important here.
Yeah, at least they killed the dog before killing us.
At least we got to watch the dog die. That's important.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
You know what we can do is we can do on the short rest, we can do is.
We pick a different path.
But specifically, we heed the call to adventure rather than ignore it.
Oh, I like that.
I honestly have a feeling it all paths lead to you getting sent to jail with Kanos and Edis.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we pick
the bad
up
choice
following
was
the light.
Stinky path. Stinky path was the problem.
The stinky fresh path.
Which path do we think is like the correct choice? Because we should choose the wrong one again.
Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and maybe do a sneak peek and
We'll tease it.
Let's check out the Jake path.
The Jake path. All right, and then we could get a pickup if Jake was wrong again. Okay.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely need to get another edit that pickup. Out.
Yeah. Okay. So, strange towards the left.
Or we could
light
also
at the end of the right tunnel.
We could read the answer for right tunnel and middle tunnel.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And then we could decide what we're going to do.
Decide which one we're going to do.
Oh. Okay. So it was a middling choice. A light means it's not far to the outside. You say, if it's daylight, I've lost track of time. Let's try the tunnel on the right. You edge toward the light.
Yeah, we do.
Whoa, affable and edgy. Are we becoming like our friend? We're ascending.
Perhaps. Hoping your boots crunching on gravel can't be heard by anyone. Great paw and tailspin stay behind you. The tunnel is not long and the light gets brighter as you near the end.
Okay.
The light is coming from underneath a door. You hear the murmur of many voices. Holding your breath, you ease the door open and peer in. It is a large room, lit with many torches and full of orcs. Many are sitting, but some are walking around, talking and arguing.
You see four orcs recording a podcast.
Finally,
four dorks.
Finally, one orc leaps onto a table and motions for silence. Listen, you bums, he begins.
You shut
the door quickly and hurry back the way you came. This is not the right tunnel. Go back to page 25 and choose
what?
Why was it a choice?
Okay, so interesting, Jake. How does this? Are we now going to just like cut out any?
Because that does make you kind of look like an idiot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I shouldn't have. I can. Why don't I take one where I'm not sure? So I'll be like,
oh, okay.
Actually,
okay.
Jake, I'm looking at the track. It's baked in, bud. Yeah. It's kind of baked in there. I don't know if we're going to be able to slice that.
I'll send it to somebody at HeadGum. They can spend a week on it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go ahead and 3, 2, 1, action, Jake.
Mm-hmm. It could be the light, but I'm not sure. It could be the light, but it also could be the middle.
Got
interesting.
It.
Okay.
Not the stinky path, though, for sure.
For sure, not the stinky path.
Not the stinky path. Wow, Jake, that's so smart of you.
There's a spider there, I think.
Jake.
That was.
Oh, really? That's
maybe two on the nose.
You think there's a stinky spider?
Jake, I have a question, though. Is there a reason? Because now we know the middle path has to be the right path. Uh-huh. Is there a reason you don't want to just get a good, clean, I think we should do the middle path?
Yeah. That's true. It's just I'm worried that the edit is getting really, really.
It's getting
we're gonna have to chop out so much these. From that edit now that we're gonna have to record for an extra 20 minutes.
I would love to actually get a retake of me doing that gong from the beginning.
Oh, that's good. Okay, yeah. 3, 2, 1, action.
Gong!
Okay.
Go gong! Go gong!
Okay.
Ah, yeah. A gong crow.
That was really
the
good.
Gong crows, they've arrived.
It has a beak piercing.
Yeah. And I would, do you guys mind if I save a little face? Because I led us down the stinky path and I kind of just want to,
You want
to
make a culpa?
The spider this time? Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're on page 47, walking. What if the stinky thing is a big spider? Because if you think about it, a spider would have a lot of people like in its web, waiting to get eaten, and they would start stinking after a while. So what if this is a stinky spider web?
Come
right?
to think of it, that makes a lot of sense, right? Murph.
Do you guys actually mind if I also get a version where I say the Amedus joke?
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1, action.
It would seem as though danger lurks amid us.
Wow.
Oh Oh, yes. Shit. Oh, shit. M.
That's really good.
Fuck. That's good. Ah, I'm seeing spots.
Yeah. I'm just going to get one more thing about the stinky spider if you guys don't mind. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, action, Murph. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's probably a stinky spider, a stinky spider web. Like the people in it are stinking because they've been in there for so long. Or maybe there's like some dogs in there or something like that and they smell bad. Mm-hmm. But I just have kind of too much integrity to go back. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Like,
that makes
I feel
sense.
Like we chose this. And I'm not going to like edit this or something to make myself sound better.
I respect you.
Thanks
for your choice.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just going to plow forward and, you know, win, lose, or draw. At the end of the day, we made the right choice and we have our integrity.
We stand behind you.
Thanks. I head into the stinky spider's den.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And I'm just going to get one super clean. Let's go down the middle just in case the day when I hear everything, I'm like, that just sounds right.
Yeah. All right. You want to count you down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, action.
Five,
go.
5, 5, 5, 5,
go.
1.
Action.
Middle path, 100%, final
fuck
answer.
You,
let's
dude.
Do it, guys.
Fuck you. We're not going down the middle, you fucking coward. You're gormless. Perfect. You're gormless for that choice. We got all that?
That is kind of gormless.
Yeah.
What's gormless?
What is gormless? I also wanted to know.
Like, it's just cowardly.
Yeah,
right?
It's just another word for cowardly. Yeah.
That's really pleasing.
Yeah, because you're a gormless little worm.
Let's talk about being gormless all the time.
Lacking all right, sensor initiative.
We're gonna
constantly grinning, rather gormless.
We died.
Boy.
We died
How
again.
Beautiful that, and what was despairing over his supper?
Yeah.
A lot of great stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot of great stuff.
A gormless boy despairing over
the
his
joke
supper.
Answer that we did. Didn't get us killed this time, which is like a huge win.
Yeah.
I was thinking that the stinky path was like the dangerous path. Cause sometimes you choose your own adventures, you like metagame a little bit and you're like, oh, there's a bad thing, but with like a good thing clue, you're like fresh air, where that's where we're going. Clear light is the bad one.
Well, I think this is why every adventure book is different, because they're always referring to the adventure books prior to them. We should start looking at the date and be like, what was in vogue for adventure books at this time? What are they subverting?
Right. Who has conceived to this book? And like, what does that tell us about the world?
What books were we all
middle
conceived to?
Middle paths were huge when our parents were fucking.
That's true. Yeah. People hadn't
They
hadn't figured out the SATs fully yet. So they didn't know that you're just supposed to choose B all the time.
Yes. that's true. Okay. Everybody, thank you all so much for listening. You can head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
We are.
Don't do it.
Where we will be doing the tantalizing middle path.
We'll be doing the middle path. We'll be editing
straight down the middle, folks.
Jake's take of us going down the middle path. And we will see where it takes us. Hopefully, a spider doesn't kill a dog this time. That'd be great.
They can kill the hawk.
Yeah, that's fine. They can definitely kill Tailspin. We don't give a shit. We always have one Hannibal familiar that we like and one that we don't like. And that's generally how these D&D books turn out.
It's good. One's expendable.
Sweet. Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
I've read some really good science fiction recently.
Oh, really?
Exhalation by Ted Chiang.
Fuck yeah to that.
And then, have you read it?
I have. It rules.
Yeah, it was great. It was a Dan Gurwitch recommendation. And then I also read something that is like the first book in the Murderbot series.
Cool.
It's basically, I mean, if anyone has seen me on Dimension 20 Starstruck, you know I love a sentient bot. And that's kind of... the POV that the story is told. It's really fun.
Nice.
Awesome. I'd love to plug some P.O. Box stuff. We were away in Australia, so I didn't get a chance to read anything off, but I have a big haul, so I'm going to dive right in. Olivia, a.k.a. Opie Doodle, sent us some amazing paintings of the Campaign 1 characters. They're all holding Pawpaw. It looks like a series of photographs of them all holding Pawpaw in different ways.
Yeah.
They're really cute. Thank you, Olivia. Anastasia and Ian sent us a book about North American toads and frogs, which I will be studying intensely. It's going to make Saul so realistic he isn't funny anymore. Just be like, I have to hibernate now. Let's see. Wingsome L sent us a gorgeous handmade wooden dice box featuring Pawpaw on the top. The craftsmanship on this thing is remarkable. It's really gorgeous. And you know, it's got like that nice wood smell too, which I like.
Ooh.
So thank you, Wingsome. We're honored to play D&D alongside you. Let's see. This shows how long it's been since I checked the P.O. box. Sam and Joy sent us a beautifully illustrated Christmas card.
Ah, nice.
Happy March, everybody. April? Who knows? Joey, your art is fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. Let's see. Jose D sent us a little golden book version of the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
Whoa.
It's actually pretty well illustrated. I'm going to read it to my daughter against her will. Let's see. The Fig family sent us some 3D printed beholder can holders.
Cool.
You can, like, basically, it's like a koozie, but like it turns your can into a tankard. It's pretty cool.
Whoa. Sick.
They also sent us a copy of their Christmas card. And yes, they did have a 12-foot skeleton holding a Christmas star in their yard.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, favorite.
That big Home Depot skeleton.
We love those huge. Yeah. On the road, we call them Home Depot skeletons.
Yeah, that's what they are.
We love those huge Home Depot skeletons.
He's making the rounds, the Home Depot skeleton.
My daughter saw one, and they had like one of the big ones and then two small ones. And she said, that's a daddy skeleton. And that's beautiful. And I'm not going to tell her that's not true. Yeah. And then let's see. Jeff S., Lord of the Fjord, sent us another treasure trove of dice, as well as Cobalt Press's Tome of Beasts Volume 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. All sure to be put to good use. Folks, if you would like to send us stuff, that is 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027.
Sweet. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at chmerceme, at Caldy's Caldwell, at AstroDemily, and at Jake, which is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of a nation.
They made a book about a video game. Podcast about that book.
It's the end of the show, everyone, and you know what that means. It's time to shout out our beautiful, benevolent council of elders, starting with Brad D, Jeffrey S, Hugh C, Later Mixgator, Matt M, Cutter W, Feared Owl, Daniel G. Happy anniversary, NADPOD, from the sword-wielding wizard. I've been a sword-wielding wizard before, and it is the shit. Dungeon Mama, not sexual. Danielle, the dastardly dame. Beardman Dan. Danny P. Vincent W. Victor T. Balnor's boy. Hoyt's friend. Justin I. Ragnar Fairwind. TJ M. Trele the Crayfay. Okay, new one. I'm going to guess it's Disillaneous, though it does look like Discolaneous. So I said them both. Christopher B., Daniel R., Jordan L., cyborg version of Josh the Kobold. Never forget that Jake forgot the peanut M&Ms. Nor will I. Princess Yar, Michael L., Jack L., Sam L., Nicholas C., star of every film ever made in Bohemia. Currently starring in Banana Slammiviver Season 56, Revenge of the Dads. Samuel B., Mike H., Elka Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G., Tyler F., Nabadger, Panama James, Andrew the Druid, Herodrian, Rex Thaniel the White, Captain Sigil, Diana De Los Lopez, Cece Lulu, Timmy R., Lucas B., Reiko, it's Kevin, Calder's Calculated Cunning Climactic Clever Crescendo Ultras, hashtag can't come cold, Taylor B., the Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Captain of the Stevens, Steven C., Mike K., Lady Taco, Nara, Jack L., Nick W., Brave the Badger, Esme M., Hopson, son of Hop, Foster the Boneless Duck, just trying to find the pugnacious pug before he kills Mark Kachuga, William W., Aaron the Asshole Ranger, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Riot Ryan, Hungry Dave's Frisbee Golf Bud, Ananarama, Percival Frederickston, Von Musel Klauski, Deirolo the Third, Aldom, the Simple Dimples, Jay Dragonborn, Vincent Thrumhard D, the Sandrian, there's some new ones in here, I'm having a good time, the Sandrian, Ben A. Feldonis, John III, Dave H., Koala Bear, Catherine S., David K., Christian S., Dustin S., Connor F., Hawkeye Pierce, Book Bar's assistant, Izzy F., thank you so much for the little gifties, DPC is awesome! Brittany A., the purplest bitch in Bahumia. I love it. Summer Rose, Marky Mark, the marvelous mining engineer. Katsi, Kelsley, Misa of House in Zunza. Ariel, the occasional mermaid. Selena and Velaciraptor. B. Perky, always! Pat L., Savexel, Achutha A., Lauren H., Talia, Ryan S., the Bone Duster, Robert Crisp, Ball Business, Illustrator. I would like to see, gosh, I forget his name. I want to say it was Edis. Actually, I'd like to see Ed Us, the Edis conglomerate of all of us. Ploops, Carly A., Suicidal Lobster, Addy K., Spam Gaming, the not-so-skilled gamer. Thanks, Jake. Connor S., Russell H., Christopher J. Pebblepot to the do-writers of my first Never Mind We Died, I'm a Turtle Now. Salil, Jack M., Leviathan, BioQuirt 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H., Sydney T., Jack H., Crabster, Champion of Crowd, Scuttling Sideways Toward Tomorrow, Thunderay, She-Wolf of Winter, Queen of the Bone Perch, Lady of War. That's really good shit. Garble the Moist, Lindsay W., Juicy Kiwi, working all day and night to restock Shanky Candles. God bless you for it. And it's actually a very lucrative thing to commit oneself to. Valen, Carlin C., Emily S., Harry Cox, Noah, the bagel of all things, James G., Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey. It's the simple things, it is. Dandy, Eric B., Marcos B., Cornt, hopes you're having an amazing day. Learns the Balance Druid, Dayton M., Dakota James P., Frida M., Pagos, Betrothed Self-Proclaimed Fae Prince, JCP, the Crick Elf Librarian, Andy E., Holly Hyena, Kristen Z., Leah C., Paige H., Helen of Briz, May B., Pixel Stars, Akash the Car, Kristen with a K., Cal, just Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N., Russell H., a monk named Dilgo, the restless spirit of Simon trying to possess power shiver, but will they notice in the shiver river roll constitution? Keychains, Pentium 2 processor, Lorelei the succubus, and Kyra her busty queen, Stephen E., your friendly neighborhood yaunt and yunkle Andrew and Sid! John Adams, yes, like the president. Meg, the mail carrier of Bohemia. James F., M4L, wayfarer, now trapped in the Feywild after not fully reading the terms and conditions of their legal settlement with Mothership. Andrew B., Sir Smut, Barpo, Good Barrel, Barbarian, and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep. Mary Beth C., Malora Devotee. Three, awakened Gooses, Welshlander, Garrett G, One Big Curd, Mr. D, Dana Daisy, Sean J, Ethan B, Renee the Monster Captain, Gabrielle W, Hope's Dagger, the only dagger of hope, Olivia the Enchanting Bard, who will totally be directing an even cooler puppet show for the Duck Team. Thank you, I was going to turn on you, but you're doing it with the Duck Team, so we can collaborate. Winter Slade, Michaela R, Forrest H, aka Life is Like a Box of Martha Togold Sticky Buns, Riley S, Fico, Angry Wheat, ya boy Anthony, who moved positions and can't listen to podcasts at work anymore, Josh H, Jack, the Jack's jinxing rogue on the run with Bahumia's balls, the true neutral BBEG, who is saving the material plane from an apocalypse, Trogdor the Burninator, Clementine D, Caleb L, this message has been brought to you by fairies in support of hashtag CCC, Alex R, Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie-wearing barbarian, MJ, the BFG, drinking tea by the sea. Dogs of Babel, Calvia Silverfang, Gino T, Mama Belle, the Silver Serpent herself, Feunir, Dr. Tolkis, Bow Chicka Wow Wow, Derek D, Tristan G, Jazzman and Fam, the surgeons behind Pendergreen's juicy new ass, Alpha Fortress, Alex K, Joshua P, Joshua Paul S, Martin T, Alexander, Linz W, Mandel K, Emma S, Red, the Reforged Warforged, James, Mr. Kraft, Hammy Beverly's distant cousin, Blue Drew, Dragon Knight 86, and the Godly King. What a one to end on. And honestly, it's how I see all of you, because you are all so good to us. You help us do what we love. We love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Goodbye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.